first.
So I obviously am here. Mike Johnson.
Yes, present.
Dr. Le Guin.
Present.
Thomas Burns. William Karen.
Yeah.
Teresa Conley. Rob Freimuller. Leo Gallison. Sam Kaufman. Pat Kelly.
Present.
Chris Lottis. Tom Mayer. Chris Oashi. Saj Fullercat. Kim Shaw. Todd Sklamberg.
Present.
John Van Boeing. Mason Van Howling.
Here, Alexis.
Thank you. Vince Valerie.
Vince is here, thank you.
And then Claude Wise. All right, well, we will go ahead and call the meeting to order. We don't have anything under recognition, and then we need to open up to public comment first. Is there anyone for public comment?
At this time, there are no public comments.
Right. Next, we need to adopt the agenda for the meeting today. Are there any changes for the October 25th meeting agenda?
Motion to accept the agenda as presented.
Can we get a second?
Actually, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, and then approval of our last minutes, which were January 25th, 2022. Any edits to those minutes? None? Can we get approval of those minutes?
So moved.
Second?
Second, Pat Kelly.
Thank you, Pat. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have nothing? Thank you. We have nothing under public hearing, so at this time, we need to request nominations for a new chairperson to replace our chair, who is Leonard Freehoff. Do we have any nominations?
I nominate Alexis.
Thank you, Todd.
Second.
Second, Mason, third, Mason.
Thank you.
This is fourth.
Okay, well then, with that, do you want us to accept that and nominate a vice chair?
Yeah, we'll just see if there's any other nominations, which it sounds like there mathematically can't be, and then we'll do a motion and vote.
Any other nominations?
Do you need me to put it in the form of a motion, or is...
Yes, please.
I nominate Alexis Moosey to serve as the chair of the Southern Nevada Health District Facilities Advisory Board.
Vince, second.
And so the motion in hand is for the naming of a new chair until the end of the committee as Alexis Moosey.
So then, would you like us to nominate a vice chair?
Let's just hold the vote, and then we'll do the vice chair, yes.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Go ahead and call for the vote, please.
Oh, can we go ahead and call for the motion at hand?
Aye.
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 Any objections?
Support.
And so now, at this point, because the vice chair position is vacant, Madam Chair, it would be appropriate to select a new vice chair.
Okay, so now, at this time, we need to take nominations for a vice chairperson. Are there any nominations or anyone that would like to become the vice chair?
Vince, are you interested?
Sure. I'll jump in.
I nominate Vince to serve in the role as vice chair of the Southern Nevada Health District Facilities Advisory Board.
I second that motion. Pat Kelly.
All right, so we have a motion, we have a second. Can we go ahead and get a vote from everyone for Vince to serve as the vice chair?
Aye.
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 Support.
All right, well, congratulations, Vince. You are the new vice chair.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then it looks like the last thing on the agenda is to discuss the meeting dates for the 2023 meetings. And wanted to discuss if we thought was, if quarterly was appropriate, or if we wanted to go to two times a year. I know that the committee was more active pre-COVID. And obviously the intent would to be more active again. So wanted to open it up for any discussion. If you thought we should continue this quarterly, or if we should just do this twice a year.
Yeah, this is Todd. For discussion purposes, you know, we look at what we've discussed over the last couple of years. I think it is important, though, that we get together, you know, as a group under the auspices of the Southern Nevada Health District. You know, with that said, not certain we've had full agendas in the last several years, enough agendas to support four times a year. Perhaps we look at going twice a year and then assessing, you know, at that point, or if there's any other critical needs, perhaps we can schedule something in the interim if something critical comes up.
Does that sound good to the group? So Todd's proposal was to move it to twice a year, and then in the event that there is something that we need to discuss prior, we'll schedule an interim meeting. And certainly we'll query the group for the two meetings to get a more robust agenda. We get a motion to support moving it to two times a year.
This is Pat Kelly. I move that we meet twice a year.
Yeah. This is Vince. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Hey, this is Bill at the VA. I'm wondering, do we go with a motion that's biennial or at the call of the chair? Would that make any more sense?
I'll amend my motion.
Okay, that would be great. Thanks, Pat, and great suggestion, Bill.
And we would just need a new second since the motion was amended.
Do we get a new second?
Second.
Second? Vince, were you our second?
Yeah, that was second.
All right, thank you, Vince. All right, next, board reports. I don't know if you have...
Let's call for a vote on the motion, please.
All right, we're going to call for a vote. So we need to get a vote to move our meeting to biannually or at the call of the chair. If I could get a vote from everyone on the committee.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Next anything not listed under board reports?
Sorry, Madam Chair, before we move on, just as a, because that the schedule is changing, we ought to choose the two dates. So the, if we were to go every 6 months, the next one would be approximately April 25th, and then October 24th of next year, or whatever dates the board sees fit.
So I am fine with us doing the April 25th and then October 24th. If something comes up prior, we could convene the committee as well. Do you want to, a motion for that? So we need a motion to amend the proposed dates, and those dates would be April 25th, 2023, and October 24th, 2023.
So moved.
Second. Spence.
And then can we get a vote from the group?
Aye.
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 Are we good with that? All right. anything from the board reports?
Nothing today.
Nothing to report? All right. Health officer and staff reports. Dr. Le Guin, anything?
No, let's go to the mic.
No, nothing today.
Okay. And informational items, I don't see anything included. And so next would be our second public comment session.
There are no public comments.
No public comments. All right. Anything else from the group?
Hey Alexis, this is Mason. Does Donna again have any information on RSV this year? I know it's been a couple of years where we've been in mass, but any projection how the winter's going to look for hospitals?
No, actually, we don't have any specific data right now in RSV. The only thing closer to that could be the results of our syndrome surveillance for respiratory illness, and that may be
not hear the doctor.
They can't hear me.
Oh, sorry. Apologies. Yeah. Thank you. No, what I was saying is that we don't have right now a specific on RSV. What we can refer to is to our syndromic surveillance on respiratory illness reported from local emergency departments. And what we have seen in recent weeks is actually a relative increase in the demand for services at emergency rooms across the community. But again, that's based on syndrome surveillance, which as you know, it may include any respiratory illness, whether it is flu or COVID or RSV or other condition, but it's kind of an indicator of what's happening across the community, especially in terms of the demand for services.
Thanks, Dr. Le Guin. Your point on the emergency departments, we are particularly seeing in our children's emergency department. I know that others that have dedicated children's units probably see the same thing on the RSV with the kids in particular.
Mason, this is Todd. We're seeing the same thing. Heavy ER volume, inpatient volume, ICU volume, all related to RSV and rhinovirus, particularly over the last 2 weeks.
Thanks, Todd. And like I said, it's been a couple of years since we've had to deal with these numbers, but I guess back to normal, right?
Yeah.
Early, though. This is a little early.
Agreed.
All right. So with that, we will call for an adjournment And our next meeting will be April 25th, 2023.
Motion to adjourn.
Second? There's a second out there?
A second to motion. Pat Kelly.
Thank you, Pat. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you all. Take care.
Stay safe. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.